In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Please be seated. It is good to commemorate the saints. This morning, of course, we commemorate Saint Andrew. It is true that we don't know very much about this man called Andrew. He was not central in the circle of the 12, like Peter, James, and John. But yet his life and his work are certainly important to us even today. For in this brief encounter with Saint Andrew, we learn very much. He was one of the first disciples to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. He was the first to declare his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then to bring his brother Simon to meet Jesus, and he also believed. Earlier, Andrew and John had heard the words of John the Baptist, who pointed to Jesus and said for the second time, "Behold the Lamb of God." So Andrew and John began to follow Jesus. And when Jesus asked them what they wanted, they asked a question in return, "Where are you staying?" That question, of course, came out of their desire to learn more about who Jesus was. And so they wanted to speak with Jesus, to hear his word. And Jesus then gave that wonderful gospel invitation to these two, "Come and see." And so they did. They went with Jesus to wherever he was, perhaps some kind of a hut or something like that. And for the rest of the day, Jesus spoke to them. He spoke to them about the gospel of the kingdom of God and how that kingdom was now fulfilled in himself because he truly was the Christ, the Messiah. Well, Andrew quickly found his brother Simon, and said, "We have found the Christ." There was no hesitation, no difficulty, no lukewarmness of heart. He believed the word of the Lord Jesus Christ and was eager then to follow him. And from then on, he followed Jesus. He followed Jesus and then was sent forth firm in his faith, strong in his conviction, and fervent in proclamation of the good news. And finally, as the disciples, many of them were, he was martyred, crucified on an X-shaped cross. For the sake of the gospel, he gave his entire life. Come and see. This is the gospel invitation of our Lord that still goes out today. We ask ourselves, what are people seeking today? What are they looking for, particularly during this madness that we call the holiday season? Well, people seek many things. They seek to either satisfy themselves, justify themselves, or in some way to make themselves happy. Our Lord invites us to share in the joy and peace of the gospel by saying to us once again, "Come and see." Come and see, that means to hear this word of life that Jesus brings, a word that brings good news to our hearts and to our lives. For the very same word of life that was first heard by Saint Andrew many years ago also comes to us today. For often our sin blinds our eyes, stifles our witness, and causes doubt in our hearts and lives. We need to hear that word of Christ for our lives. We need to know that because of the blood of Jesus Christ given on the cross, that we are forgiven and we are strengthened and we are also sent forth to witness to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah himself. Jesus gave himself into death on the cross so that we might have life, And as we hear his word of life, he gives us strength of faith. He imparts to us the kind of strength we need for our life as his disciples, as his followers. And in his holy sacrament, our Lord gives us his own body and blood to strengthen us, to assure us of that forgiveness, and to send us forth convinced that he truly is the Christ, the Son of God, and we have his word to carry forth. It's rather interesting that Luther made some comments as he began a sermon on St. Andrew by saying that he was going to skip all of the legends because they smelled too much of human origin. And those of you who may know a little German, it goes like this. Sie stinkt nach Fleisch und Blut. You don't need to know German to understand that. For one of the most popular manuscripts at Luther's time was called the Golden Legend. And so preaching ended up being not so much biblical as fictional and entertaining, which sometimes happens today, of course. Uplifting stories about the saints and the church were retold, embellished, and even invented. What sermons the young Luther heard were often based on these invented stories about the saints, how they brought people back to life, healed the sick, created food miraculously, and suffered martyrdom. Well, we see St. Andrew in a far different light. We see him as the one called to faith by our Lord Jesus Christ, just as we have been called to faith. We see him as empowered by the word of the Lord to go forth as a witness to the Christ, the Messiah, just as we have been empowered by this word. And just as St. Andrew was sent forth, in spite of persecution, or whatever else came his way, he faithfully and obediently followed the Lord Jesus Christ in faith. That was Andrew's calling, and that is the calling of every pastor and every believer, even today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.